Hello and welcome back to the Common Cult Podcast. A Colts podcast is real takes and no clickbait. I'm Josh Hudgens and I am fired up for this Saturday. Colts Nation, you better be as well. Because unless if you've been living underneath a rock, then you probably know it's winning in for the Colts and it's winning in for the Texans. And Texans Nation, if you're watching this video, I'm not going to say too much negative about your franchise because honestly, I was thinking about this. Heading into this season and thinking for years in the future, I thought that the Jaguars were going to be the team that was going to be the biggest contender for the Colts to in the division. And I'm starting to change my mind and see that as Houston now. I think the culture in Houston with D'Amico Ryans is impressive. And I think that CJ Stroud might already have a higher ceiling than Trevor Lawrence, which is crazy to me because I thought that Trevor Lawrence was going to be the next generational guy. I'm going to preview this game, but real quick, I do want to give a quick plug to my other channel I just started, Tales of the Gridiron. I actually made a Colts video about Andrew Luck and the play that changed the Colts franchise forever. So you'll see a link to that video in this description as well. But so click on that video if you guys are interested. Going to talk about a lot of other football teams, just football storytelling. Anyway, back to this game. And when I think about Colts Texans and I think about who's going to win this game, you have to go back and look at week two, and I've seen people already document this game and ask, how much weight can you put into this Colts win? They obviously won 31-20. CJ Stroud went off for two touchdowns and nearly 400 yards. I do think that some of his yards were in garbage time, but if you watched the game, you knew that he had a lot of pressure on him, and he was an efficient passer throughout the game. Anthony Richardson played. He had a couple touchdowns, went out with a concussion. Jonathan Taylor did not play that game, right? He had the whole PUP contract holdout, quote unquote, type of deal going on. So much has changed from that game. I really don't think you can put too much stock into it other than the Colts won the game. At the end of the day, we were the better team, which I think gives the Colts more confidence heading in. Like, hey, we ready? We know we can beat these guys. No matter how much has changed, we know we can beat these guys at the end of the day. Like if the Colts lost by two or three scores as Colts fans, we're going to kind of go into this game thinking like last time it wasn't so pretty. So what's going to change? Now I do think that the Texans, particularly CJ Stroud, has developed so much since then. He has become everything that I thought he would be as a rookie quarterback and more. And I'm very impressed by that. I wasn't big on D'Amico Ryans coming out as the head coach that the Texans picked. That pairing has worked wonderfully, and I think the Texans really do have a bright future. But I think that the Colts can still win this game. First of all, I like that it's at home. I know it's a primetime game, and I know Colts fans wanted a primetime game, and we finally got one, deservedly so. I don't think the primetime matters as much for the young guys. I know some Colts fans were hoping like, oh, it's CJ Stroud, and it's a big game. Maybe he'll flop. Look, the dude was playing in big-time college football games, and he's playing in the NFL, and we have a lot of young guys too. We're like a top five youngest roster in the NFL. So it's not like we also have young guys who haven't been in big moments as well, even if it's not just a quarterback. But to win this game, it starts with Gardner Minshew. He doesn't have to be Peyton Manning to win this football game. He doesn't even have to be, he doesn't have to toss three touchdowns to win this game. I think that Raiders game was a good example of what kind of Gardner Minshew we need to win a game like this. Sure, he missed the read to Alec Pierce and he missed a few throws, but I would much rather him miss the deep ball to Alec Pierce in a read than to force the ball like he had done a few times this year, rolling out to the right, throw it in double coverage and make just terrible decisions trying to make a play. To me, he's a backup quarterback. He's not always going to see the field perfectly, but if he's making the right decisions, that's all you can ask. And Jonathan Taylor wasn't playing last time. Well, hey, we got Jonathan Taylor now. And I think Minshew feeding JT, who seems to be hitting his stride. He was hitting his stride against the Raiders. I think that's encouraging. I think the offensive line, I know Quentin Nelson was a little nicked up today. He got nicked up in the game. Ryan Kelly has an ankle problem. We really got to have them show up or that's going to be bad, especially being a short week by a day. But to me, I think the Colts are favored right now in the sports book by 1.5 last time I checked. And I think they should be, but I really don't think they should be favored by more than that. This game, in my eyes, is truly a toss-up game. And it's going to be first of all, I think we have the coaching edge. And I think this game is going to be a battle for coach of the year. I seen that on Stampede Blue, and I thought that was a great point. D'Amico Ryans is doing a great job. Shane Steichen is doing a great job. And it's going to be really a battle of which coach is going to put their quarterback in the best situation and which team is just going to be more well prepared. I really like what Shane has done this year. Maybe it's because I'm a Colts fan, but I really like what he's done with this team and creative play calling and getting the Colts ready. And yeah, I don't think I can put too much stock into what the Colts have done or their win all the way back in week two. But the truth is, I think we have the better roster, maybe not the better quarterback, but we have the better roster. And I think we have the better coach. And we're at home. So with all that factored in, I got the Colts favored. Not by much, but I got them favored. So Colts Nation, let me know what you think. Texans Nation, if you're watching, I think you guys got a heck of a team. I'm not going to talk too much trash because I think you guys have a bright future ahead of you. Let me know what you think in the comments below. I appreciate you watching the Common Colt Podcast, and I hope you have a great day.